Welcome back, fans in a pro. Mike Costa-Deuce McAllister. Don't forget, all of your Pelicans games can be heard right here this season. So we're looking forward to two seasons with the Saints and the Pelicans. The Pelicans off for training camp. They had a beautiful media day on Monday. Deuce was there with Newell, and Andrew Lopez is the Pelican sideline reporter for the Gulf Coast Sports and Entertainment Network, joins us now. Andrew, welcome to the show. Things got to be just, kind of eager to get things going.
Yeah, it's kind of funny being on this side of things. You get to a practice or two, and now all of a sudden I'm really, really can't wait for the regular season to start. I know we got some preseason games coming up here starting Monday, or Orlando Magic at 12:30 at the Smoothie King Center, but really can't wait to see how these guys look against another team after this week.
Andrew, what has it been like the first couple of days since you guys have been up in Nashville? And I know one of the not-so-good moments happened with Trey Murphy and the hamstring, but what has it been like so far?
It's been fun to see the guys kind of get away and really kind of get up and down. Had 2 days the first couple of nights, had one practice yesterday. Guys were off today. Some of them, I'm sure, went and got a little bit of work in. But you see the energy. You see the emphasis that the team is putting on threes this season. It's been nice. They've been some drills that have kind of lent themselves to that. But it's nice to see these guys kind of get up and down, get back, get into rhythm. But you can see how, the team is going to play a little bit faster this year, get some more threes up on that side while still wreaking havoc on the defensive end. Daniel Tice told reporters yesterday, he thinks top 10 is too low of a goal. He thinks his team needs to be top 5 on defense. I think that's a good goal to have.
When you look at this squad overall, I mean, obviously you feel like that you have some different pieces and how they fit, but just talk a little bit about a young guy, Jordan Hawkins, and how over the preseason, or not over the summer, not necessarily preseason, probably played more point guard. And I don't know if that's really his natural spot, but at least, maybe there's a role for him a couple minutes a game for him to be able to do it. But we know one thing he can do, and that's shoot the cover off of it. And just talk a little bit about that and his growth for year two.
Yeah, in the summer league, he had to kind of shift down, but that was more because of a couple of injuries that the summer league team had going into Vegas. So it kind of changed exactly how you wanted to do stuff. And you're right, that's kind of not his natural position. His natural position is shooting guard, because as you said, the one thing he can do is shoot that thing. And I think, I want to say it was Wednesday night's practice. It felt like he couldn't miss. It felt like everything he was going, he was putting up shot after shot, and he was on fire. And, when he can get going like that, as we saw in the early part of last season, he could be a real contributor to this team. And, as the team wants to get more threes up, you got to put guys on the court that can make them. And Jordan Hawkins certainly fits that mold.
Andrew, we kind of know I'll call them the first six, maybe first seven. But yeah. Has there been any indication that you'll see 9 guys, maybe 10 guys, knock on wood if somebody's banged up or maybe on a back-to-back. But what do we have any indication of what that rotation may look like, particularly with that second unit?
Not quite yet. We may get a good look at that on Monday. Obviously, without Trey Murphy, as you mentioned, who's going to be reevaluated in 3 weeks because of a slight hamstring strain that he suffered in one of the practices. So I think we'll get there. I think there's probably a good strong 7 if you include Trey. Probably 7, maybe 8 guys that could start any game, and you could feel comfortable with those guys. After that, you really have, when you look at maybe 8 through 14, 8 through 15, it's a bunch of guys who could, and maybe if there may be some rotation-level guys who aren't getting on the court as much just because there's a lot of guys who could play in front of him. Now, obviously, you look at a guy like Jose Alvarado, who I think in that fifth practice, that Thursday practice, had maybe his best practice of training camp. He's kind of stood out. Obviously, you're going to probably have – you got to figure out the who's going to get the backup 5 minutes. Is that going to be Carlo Mackovich early? Is that going to be Misi early? That could kind of be a battle we see. I think Javonte Green is a guy who's going to come in and really compete for some minutes. And obviously you mentioned Hawk. So I think all of those guys are going to be, fighting for time on that second unit, and we'll see how it goes.
So, Andrew, Mike Austin, I apologize for the girth of this question, and this comes from a complete fan. I think Zion looks great, right? You know, I mean, I think he looks good. And, you know, he's one of those rare players that when he wants to score, he is going to drive to the bucket. And he might not score, but he's going to get hammered, he's going to get fouled, or he's going to score. But that just takes such a toll. When he got hurt last year, it was a drive and injured his hamstring. I'm just, again, from the outside of a fan, does he, because he's a good shooter, does he need a kind of a baby jumper, some shot that he can perfect so that he doesn't have to just get hammered so much going to the lane? Because, quite frankly, they don't call it all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you mentioned he's going to get hacked, you're right, he is going to get hacked. It's just a matter of if they call it, because we've seen that a lot where he goes down and there is no call. And I think going back to last season, he played 70 games. He looked as healthy as he was up until the play-in game when he suffered that against the Lakers, and it was just a tough injury. But I think that in itself has motivated him to say, hey, look, they do need a little bit. They're going to encourage him to get a little bit to get some more jumpers up. They're going to encourage him to get some mid-range shots in, maybe some floaters, not always try and just force his way to the rim, because but it's hard to tell a guy who averages 24 points a game, don't do what works for you. And that has worked for him, because he can get to that left hand whenever he wants. He can dunk it. He can lay it up off the glass. He's got so many different angles that he gets where he can get some spin on the ball. He is elite at what he does and finishing around the rim. But if that next step, that jumper is going to come. He's being encouraged to take it. And we'll see how it works out. But, you know, for now, it's hard to tell a guy who's getting 20, 25 a game to change it up. But I think we'll start to see it maybe just a little bit. We'll see how the early season goes.
Andrew, we know you guys have the game on Monday. So you guys will leave Nashville tomorrow night or Sunday morning?
Sunday. They're going to do practice Saturday, practice Sunday, leave after practice on Sunday.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Well, the only other question I have for you, are you getting any sleep yet? And how's my friend doing? And you know exactly who I'm talking about.
She is great. She's probably not getting as much sleep as I am. I am doing great. This is probably more sleep than I'll get in a while once I get back and deal with my 6-month pregnant wife, who is
that's exactly right.
Getting our house together, getting everything ready down there. She is doing great. And I'm sure she will be thrilled that you asked about her on the air.
Yeah, I mean,
First of all, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, well, no, he knew exactly who I was referring to.
I know that.
He knew exactly who I was referring to, and so I'm glad. Congratulations, man. I'm super proud for you. I'm amped for you guys, and I can't believe she let you go on the road like that, but that's a whole nother conversation off air.
Hey, I it's going to cost me when I get back, trust me.
Andrew, best of luck, man. It's going to be an interesting Monday. Orlando and the Pelicans early, and then the Saints in Kansas City late. So safe travels, and can't wait to talk to you when you get back.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Andrew Lopez, Pelican sideline reporter.